safer and more affordable schools benefit from the design of the monolithic dome. We're going right to the bottom line next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Dome schools save money without cutting corners on quality. David B. South with a Monolithic Dome Institute has the story.
We've now built over 150 schools. I've got a map that shows, if you go to monolithic.org, look up schools, you'll see it, but you can see the map. And they're from coast to coast, and especially up through the Hurricane and Tornado Alley. There are a lot of them there. But there's a lot of non-safe schools up through that same area. And in general, they'll save about a third of their money, between 25 and 30% of their money on the original cost of the school. And then they're saving 75 to 85% on their money of operation. And that is just huge amounts of money. It pays for the school in 20 years. Well, one of the architects that designs a lot of our schools lives in Salt Lake. I asked him about it one time, and he said, David, the schools in Salt Lake cost twice as much as they do in the other states where I build them. And he said, it's just because the system they have of buying schools is not as simple as most of the other states have. And they don't worry much about the money. They worry about some of the other things that go into schools. I'd like to see them do better, but again, they're going to have to just figure it out for themselves. But Salt Lake scares the hell out of me when I think about earthquakes.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.